Real Concho with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, tonight, the Blackhawks are going to lose a guy and another team's going to steal him for nothing. They won't get anything back.
I know.
That's how it works.
It's not fair.
The expansion draft is tonight, and that's the Golden Knights of Las Vegas, the new expansion team, is going to be picking its players, and they're going to take one Blackhawk away. I'm suggesting Marian Hossa.
Mm-hmm. Because he's got the gunk.
I have a feeling they're going to pass on
him. They're going to pass on him?
Yeah.
He does have the gunk. Judley Surratt is with us. You know him. You love him from Chicago Blackhawks broadcasts throughout the season here, throughout the year here at WGN. One of the best in the business.
Yep,
and I would say this about tonight, Judd. It looks like Trevor Van Riemsdyk is the guy to go, right?
Well, it sounds like here in the next 48 hours, we'll see if it's Trevor Van Riemsdyk and or Marcus Kruger. I think what my understanding is the way General Manager George McPhee, who runs the Vegas Golden Knights, is going to do it. He will only announce who he has claimed tonight. We'll figure out who they've traded for tomorrow, and there's going to be a flurry of activity, whether it's the Blackhawks or any other team around the National Hockey League. Some teams were trying to protect some assets, so they sent certain guys to Vegas, or they instructed Vegas to take certain guys, and we'll be able to see the back half of those transactions tomorrow. So I think here, certainly in the next 48 hours, it'll be incredible. And, you know, I would say just in the big picture, what you're seeing between now and through the NHL entry draft that's going to take place here in Chicago on Friday and Saturday, the movements and the flurry of activity is really unprecedented around the league.
Because of the expansion here. It's going to be
on steroids. Every single team, what's important is every single team will lose one player. But more teams, and it really depends on your situation. Say, let's take the Minnesota Wild, for example. Because they have a couple of defensemen that they needed to protect, they needed to entice Las Vegas to take a different player and stay away from those defensemen. So it's being reported that Vegas will take a young, speedy forward in Erik Haula. But in order to do that, Minnesota is going to send them their first-round pick and another prospect just so they would take Haula and not one of the two defensemen that they want to protect. But there are a lot of teams that are in a similar situation.
Now, Judd, this Marian Hossa situation changes a lot of things for the Blackhawks in terms of the salary cap. And it sounds like he's going to go on long-term injured reserve. And I know it's complicated, but if you can do your best to explain to the listeners how that affects the Hawks' salary cap. And you mentioned Kruger. It sounded like a sure thing he would be headed to Vegas, but now that Hossa is going to be out, it may open up the option of keeping Kruger. Is that what you're hearing, Judd?
Well, Kevin, there, you know, first of all, when it comes to the salary cap, and I think I tweeted this out, I start to get a little dizzy and a little irpy when thinking about the salary cap and the nuances to the salary cap. And I did see from, I think, a Sportsnet source around the league, it has not been determined as of yet what his status is going to be as far as a long-term injury. Right now, remember, the Blackhawks have not put him on long-term injured reserve. If you go on a site like capfriendly.com, which is very good and monitors the situation pretty well, right now he is not listed on LTIR. So I think that there are a lot of questions. Is Marian going to go on long-term injured reserve? If he does, when does that take place? Does it take place during the off season? Does it take place in season? And if it takes place in season, then the Blackhawks have that contract on the cap, and every team has to be compliant on game one, and they have to be at or below the cap at that point. So I think to jump the gun and all of a sudden start to do the thinking, well, if Marian Hossa is not going to play this year, the Blackhawks can just take that money and go out and go on a free agent spending spree. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I think we need a few things to play out before that happens.
I dare ask what those would be, but it's like too complicated, right?
Well,
It gets deep in the weeds.
Sportsnet is that, you know, the league is going to have to ensure that this is legitimate. When that's going to take
the man has the gunk, Judley.
There are a lot of unknowns here, Rohan and Kevin, when it comes to how this is going to be determined. Because I guarantee there are now 30 teams around the league that are probably saying the same thing that, you know, a lot of conspiracy theorists theorists are thinking about around the National Hockey League. Oh, that this is just some sort of a ploy. I don't think that that's the case whatsoever. This has been an issue. My understanding is that Marion has been dealing with for a while. And I think when it comes to Marion, or really any player in the National Hockey League, what the long-term focus is, what is the health of that player not only this year, but what is life going to be like going forward? And so for Marion, to think about the fact that we may have actually seen him play his last game in the playoffs, in that game against Nashville, it really hasn't really started to sink in for me. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's a tap-in Hall of Famer who played 19 years, the ultimate team player, the ultimate two-way player, a guy who was an elegant, powerful player on the ice, and off the ice he was thoughtful, he gave you his time, he was a gentleman, he was exactly what the Blackhawks needed at the time in 2009. I don't think there's any question that this team doesn't have the type of success not having Marion Hossa in the lineup. I think he was a key member of those three championships.
He's beloved by fans for all those reasons. I mean, you just look at social media today, people are just stunned. I mean, I guess you said he has been dealing with it for some time, trying to battle it. And did it seem like things were under control, or did you know anything about this, Judd?
No, we didn't have any information. And guys, I think that that's the case with a lot of players around the league, and not just Marion. I think when it comes to health, there are a lot of things that we don't know that the players and the clubs deal with privately and individually.
Well, and
so
in the NHL,
I had no idea that this was necessarily going on. Maybe people close to Marion Hossa knew this as well, but I didn't get a word of this. I mean, if you look, I mean, Marion's played 19 years in the National Hockey League, and we just learned late last night that because of this issue, he had to retire. So this is
wait. They haven't announced a retirement yet.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me take that back. That he is not going to play this year, right. And we'll see what happens. Yeah.
And I also want to say this: that I don't think that the Blackhawks organization would do something dastardly in the NHL. The NHL is a consortium of owners that are pretty close, mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's the kind of that they would abuse the rules of the system to try to make a move here. I mean, I know it's an unusual year because of the expansion draft and everything, but I don't see one of the premier organizations in the league that, and especially as we work closely with them, we have a good sense of how they operate. Mm-hmm. Now, Stan Bowman is a genius, and he's going to find an angle somewhere, he is. But I don't think they would play with the reputation or health of a Hall of Famer, as you just pointed out. And to that issue of health, can I just say this? It is one of the things that is most frustrating about the NHL for me as a fan, and also as someone who as we deal with them professionally. The secrecy in the NHL will not stand the test of time. This idea, because you're starting to see other leagues have to deal with this because of concussive brain injury and other things like that for the health of the players. This whole idea where they keep it very, very secretive because they don't want the other guys to necessarily target a sore area or whatever it is. I mean, that's that has to be dealt with at the league level, and a little bit more transparency with the health of the players is going to be demanded at some point.
Well, Ro, I think that battle has been going on for a long time in the National Hockey League, and there are a lot of general managers around the league, especially some old school guys around the National Hockey League, that really don't feel like we need to know that information. I would agree. I think that you get a better picture of what's going on with the team if you're able to get some clarity on the health, certainly the long-term health on certain guys. But listen, this is a battle that's been going on for a long time. I don't see here in the near future, if any of that changes. Now, maybe, since Vegas is coming into the league, and we'll see how...
I know where you're going here.
Gambling is now impacted. yes. I mean, a lot of what you see in the NBA and college, let's take college basketball out of it, but the NBA and the NFL, that you see some of that clarity because of the amount of money that's involved.
They've had to be honest about that stuff, because if you hide an injury of a key player, it changes the odds. And you're going to start to
see that now, though, Robert. I mean, how honest has the NFL been? What did we hear from Tom Brady's wife during the offseason about Tom Brady experiencing concussions. I don't remember Bill Belichick or the Patriots.
I agree.
Putting him.
I called for the arrest of Bill Belichick. I called for the dismantling of the Patriots. I called for all of that.
Yes.
But what is interesting is you're going to start to see national sports gambling legalized here over the next 5-6 years in the United States, because New Jersey's already going to try and get it done. Obviously, Nevada is going to try to get it done. They have it in Nevada, but you know, state by state, you're going to be able to go online and legally bet on games, and that's going to change everything. And those kinds of rules probably are going to be amended. But I think that the NHL, the Players Association as well, may want a little bit more clarity on that too, to make sure that their players are being protected.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but I think depending on who you talk to when it comes to some of the players, certainly some of the agents, the coaches, the general managers, I think you'll get a very differing degree of answer as far as what you're able to find out and what they're willing to disclose about the health of certain players. You know, I think as someone who covers the game, obviously you'd like a little bit more clarity.
Let me ask you a question, Jed.
Other teams to be able to, you know, to be able to realistically talk about some of the games or some of the things that you're watching.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You got the gunk?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Because we had a doctor on.
Yes, Dr. Ho was here.
Dr.
Earlier.
Ho was here earlier.
Very informative.
To discuss the gunk, and it sounds like a very bad thing.
Sounds awful.
Sounds like it's a lot of players in the league deal with the gunk.
And that it spreads.
Yeah, I haven't heard it quite as much. You know, I think that this was more of a generational thing. Obviously, the story has been talked about here quite a bit. Former Blackhawk Tom Reed, who's now a radio analyst with the Minnesota Wild, that actually forced him out of the game. I think there are a number of guys. Doug Riseborough's another guy who I think dealt with this during the course of his career. This was something that was a little bit more prevalent a few decades ago in the National Hockey League that you would hear about every now and then. I certainly have not heard anyone being forced from the game recently other than Marion. And again, that's only this season for Marion, because my understanding is, and this is what happened with Tom Reed and some of the other players, as long as you're away from the equipment, then that way you are able to come back to health.
Right. Now, so it's putting on the equipment.
They're going to make, you know, I mean, obviously there are a lot of variables there. But I think that this was an issue that a lot of players dealt with a number of decades ago that apparently is still an issue in the National Hockey League now.
Yeah, Tom Reed says 40 players, including himself, retired in the 70s because of the gunk. And they said that apparently reaction to the medications, you can't be on them for that long. Otherwise, you're not going to heal
right,
that well.
Because it's steroids and Benadryl and things like that, which
cortisone.
Impact your energy level, essentially. It's a bizarre twist here, especially
really
in such an amazingly spectacular career. It's a weird and
a physical sport, and then this, a skin disorder, is what could potentially end his career of all things.
Last thing you thought.
That's very
It's certainly something that I didn't foresee. You know, but I am really going to miss Marion. He was, without question, one of my favorite players to watch, not only with the Blackhawks, but around the league. Just so explosive and so much fun. Just one of the great players in the National Hockey League. And you certainly hope for the best for him, not only this year, but in coming years.
All right, let me ask you this before we go, because I'm still very confused. I know this was our first question. I'm going to make it the last question. What time tonight are we going to know who we're losing or we think we could lose?
What did I see? I think 8 o'clock, my guess is 8 o'clock Eastern time. I think that they're going to unveil all those picks, although if you're on Twitter right now, I see that a number of those picks are slowly starting to leak out.
And we've not seen the Hawks one yet, right?
I haven't seen anything regarding the Blackhawks as of yet, but I've seen a number of different teams. For example, I think I just saw Florida. They'll lose a kid named Jonathan Marchessault. You know, apparently Nashville will lose James Neal. Ottawa will lose a guy like Mark Messier.
Judd, do you think the Knights will be any good next year? I know there's a whole lot of things that need to fall in place, but it seems like the NHL is doing everything they can to give them a fighting chance.
Well, I think it's a fighting chance to get off to a good start, and it's a good question. I think my understanding is the way George McPhee is going to try and run it is that Vegas is going to be very young, and they're going to try and stockpile as many top-end picks, top-end prospects, as they possibly can. I mean, as of what we know right now, I want to say he has 3 first-round picks right now. And my guess is that that number is going to go up. So, Kevin, in answer to your question, I think Vegas will have the ability to start with a much better foundation than you saw from previous expansion entities, like the Atlanta Thrashers or the Columbus Blue Jackets or even the Minnesota Wild, because of the rules that are in place right now. But I don't think that this is going to be a playoff-bound team next year, but I do think that George McPhee will have certainly a rich pool of prospects and picks that he can build that team and build it into a competitive team quickly.
And you're probably going to have another team expanding here in the next within the next 5 years as well. So interesting to see.
You know, obviously Seattle has been a team that's been on the National Hockey League's radar for a long time. Quebec City is another team another city that a lot of people seem to talk about, but they seem to talk about it within the context not of a new team, but a team being moved. Now, I have no idea because the NHL for years has been heavily invested in making sure that the teams, the franchises that they have, work and stay in those same places. I mean, how long have we heard that the Arizona Coyotes were on the move? Thus far, they have not moved, and they've certainly gone through all sorts of trials and tribulations in the state with the building, with ownership, going bankrupt, being owned by the league.
Yeah.
You know, but that's one example. I mean, Carolina is another. Florida, I remember Tampa Bay was on the move. The Pittsburgh Penguins. You can go back to about a decade ago. There were a lot of people that thought, I remember.
Well, they had a stadium issue.
Nationally, Ron Anna and Kevin, they actually thought, you know, hey, we're having a problem here in Pittsburgh. We might be headed to Kansas City.
Oh. Yeah.
So things can change quickly. And
I understand. Well, the Blackhawks will always be here. They're not going anywhere because they own the building.
No, original six, Stan, baby.
Yeah. All right, Judd Lee, thank you. Maybe we'll see you out there on Friday. I don't know.
Definitely will.
Out there? Okay,
all right.
Good.
See you, Judd.
All right. Bye, Judd. Love you, Judd.
Bye, Judd.
There he goes.
He's awesome.
All right. Violetta Podomatic. I cannot say trouble spots without thinking about Marian Hossa.
And the gunk.
I am having trouble with this right now, and I don't know what to do.
I wasn't even thinking that, but thanks for ruining it for us all.
I know.